Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and welcome to the H1FY26 earnings conference call of Shri Hare Krishna Sponge Iron Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Jain from Hem Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Swapnali. A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining Shri Hare Krishna Sponge Iron Limited H1FY26 earnings call. Joining us on the call today from the management team are Mr. Manoj Parasrampuria, Managing Director of Shri Hare Krishna Sponge Iron Limited. We will commence the call with the opening thoughts from the management, post which we will open the forum for the Q&A, where the management will be glad to respond to any queries that you all may have. Before we go to the main call, I would like to read the standard disclaimer. There will be forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company's management as on the date of this call. The company does not assume any obligation to update their forward-looking statements if those beliefs, opinions, expectations, or other circumstances should change. These statements are not guarantees of further performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Consequently, listeners should not place any undue reliance on such forward-looking statements. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Manoj Parasrampuria to come in and share his thoughts on the performance and strategic progress made by the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining our earnings conference call. I appreciate your time given by you and your continued support. I'll just begin with my overview of the business of Shri Hare Krishna Sponge Iron. Since everybody knows the price of the steel is soft, but even then, because of the demand in the market and the strong activity being done by infrastructure, mining, heavy engineering, and the capital goods, we clearly see the growing shift in the market towards value-added segments. And our government is very much concise on Make in India products to stop the import what nowadays the Indians are importing from different countries. Since everybody knows that we came up with this public limited issue for putting up our power plant, which is going to be commissioned the last week of January. Once our power plant is started, and just for information, this is a totally green power plant where we are going to use this completely waste hot gases, which we open to air by cooling it down. It will be used as my energy to produce a power. Also, we are going to use the waste arises from the rice to the treatment of making the rice. We are going to use that waste for making the power. Once our power plant starts, we are going to start our ingot processing for induction furnace, which we are planning to start in the month of March 26 itself. Moreover, apart from this, we are going into a high alloy casting division, which is a tooth point. These tooth points are being used in the mining industry, even in the defense, in the automobile sector, and cement industries. This product nowadays, hardly 20% of this product are being manufactured in India. This 80% being still import from different countries. We are going to add on this product in our manufacturing facility by the month of June 26. This is our, and apart from this tooth point, we are going to produce grinding media balls and some specialized stainless steel chain links, which is still it's an import substitute being import from different countries. So these are our prospects, what we are planning for the same. Also, our rolling mill division is also going to start in the month of April or May. We are trying to start this production as soon as possible. Now, the performance-wise, if I tell you, the performance of my 6 months is around 3% more compared to the last 6 months period. My total income stood at 41.03 against 39.4, and adjusted EBITDA was 7.2 crores, reflecting an improvement of hardly 0.1% on year-to-year. Our profit after tax margin remained healthy at 11.8%. Our working capital remains very healthy. We are doing very good. and we are expecting very much once we start up our other segments like this.
So are you able to hear us?
Yeah, I'm able to hear you.
Yeah, please proceed. Thank you.
Are you not getting my voice?
Sir, in between your voice was not audible.
Okay. Can I repeat again?
Sure, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. I just told that in the month of January, our power plant is going to start production. And after this, we are going to start this induction furnace where we are going to manufacture MS ingot, high tensile ingot in the month of March. Also, we already entered into this making this steel castings, special steel castings made of a special alloy. And this the product will be tooth point, the grinding media and the steel sword. Nowadays, these tooth points, hardly 20% of the tooth point is being manufactured in India. This is imported from different countries. We are going to manufacture this tooth point, and this application is automobile, mining industry, cement industries, and other area also. And regarding this turnover, once this plant is started, my turnover of my company will be threefold in the financial year 27-28. As per what we are doing and what we are planning, and we are not only planning, we are executing all these things too in our plant now. Total to make a complete import substitute and value addition product in my plant, and we are going to make everything make in India as a product. Now I think you can go ahead with some questions and answers. If you want any clarification, I'm there to reply to all the queries.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aman Soni from Invest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please proceed.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah.
So actually, we are expanding in casting segment, and I just want to know what will be the peak revenue from this segment, and by when it will be contributing to our revenue.
This casting division production is going to start in the month of May or June 26. And the revenue for this selling of this product will be around I can say around 60 to 70 crores in first year.
70 crores. And sir, from the existing margins of our company, may this segment have a better margin from our current products?
I'm not getting your voice properly. Can you speak a little better, please? Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Aman, can you please come closer to the device and speak?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah, tell me, please.
Well, I just want to get the over. I just want to know the margin profile in this segment. It will be higher than for our existing products, or how it will be?
The margin, you're talking about margin on this product. Certainly, because as I told earlier, this is a totally import substitute, and we will be catering to Indian market, and certainly margins will be there, and it will be the margins what we are enjoying nowadays. It may be more than that, because this will be our own generated power from which, and everybody knows in casting, the main power is the main raw material.
How how much greater than our existing product? In this product, we have margins. Can you please tell me the difference between them? And what will be your blended margin for this year, for next year?
See, once our plant starts, this power plant starts, and once we already, next year, 26-27, we are expecting, I told you very clearly, sale of my company is expecting 60% growth, 60-70% growth than the financial year 25. And in the finance, again, after 3 years, my sale will be threefold than compared to your financial 25. But whatever products we are going to manufacture, it's a power intensive unit. So certainly the benefits, since we are going to produce our own power, the benefits will be totally to a company only. No?
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Swayam from Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, I wanted to understand what is our total capacity right now?
The capacity of my sponger is 21,600 metric tons per year. This you're talking sponger or the casting?
Sir, casting, I think you will be starting next year, right? So, the current sponge iron and...
36,650.
Okay. And, sir, there were some units that were, idle and they were not running due to some power-related thing. So, So in this 36,000 metric ton, what is our current utilization that we are doing?
Utilization is 84%.
84%, right. And sir, in our balance sheet, our fixed asset grew almost 2 and 3x, right? But our sales has not grew within the same manner. So is there any reason for that?
Since you know, the steel market is driven by the market basically. All right. Depends on the steel rate, because all big players like Tisco, then your JSW, Jindal, everybody is being ruled by market prices, because these are all dependent on the price of the raw material like iron ore and the coal. If the prices of the coal and iron ore is less, the price of the finished goods is less. If the price of iron ore and coal goes more, then the price of the finished product goes up.
Understood.
So that is once our power plant is started, see the cost of the power earlier, what we are buying from electricity board. Now that we are going to generate.
Sorry to interrupt. Manoj, your voice is not audible. Manoj, you're not audible to us. Sorry to interrupt. Manoj, sir, your voice is not audible to us.
Manoj, are you getting my voice, Swayam?
Yes, sir. Now we are.
Are you getting my voice now?
Yes, sir.
Swayam, the thing is that once our power plant starts, we are going to start our two units, the induction furnace and the rolling mill.
Right.
This we are going to start in the month of March and April. So certainly once we are going to start producing all this product, the turnover of the company will increase, the margin is going to increase, Because as I told earlier to one of the gentlemen in last question, that power cost in the casting or in any steel melting shop, the cost of power is also one of the major raw material. So now our power will be our own generated, and that too, this is totally green power, which we are going to generate through hot gases. There is no fuel used for that.
Okay, so sir, given that we are coming with our captive power capacity, right, and rolling mill and induction will also start our casting product that we are doing in that will also start. So what kind of revenue are we looking for FY27 compared to FY26?
This FY26, you're talking about, it will be 25%, 20-25% more than compared to FY25.
Sir, I'm talking about
After
3
years.
FY27.
Are you getting my voice?
Sir, I'm talking asking about FY27 numbers.
27. This will be
Yes.
160 crores we are expecting turnover. 60%, 70% more in compared to financial year 25.
Okay, and sir, what would be the margin because of our internal power capacity?
Margin will be, I can say, it will not, just tell you. 20. Margin will be, it will be 14 point, this, sorry, just a minute, I'll tell you. Around 13% of the total revenue.
Okay, understood. So sir, in FY27 right now we did almost how much on a TTM basis we are doing 80 crores of revenue, and within the next year that's a 100% jump. So is it mainly due to the new product coming up on the line and operating that product at full capacity?
No, no, there are two things. There are two things. One,
Yes.
This already existing the product which we are having, like ingots and the rolling mill, that will add on margins and the turnover of the company. Plus, we are going to add our this new segment, high alloy casting division, in the month of June 26. Because I told you earlier that this is a totally imposed substitute product, because only 20% are being produced in India, rest are being imported from different countries. And not only this tooth point, we are going to produce grinding media, we are going to produce some special casted links. These are all imposed substitute, basically. Grinding media, a lot of people are manufacturing, but my main concentration will be at tooth point and the casted chain links. This
Right.
is
So sir,
going to
this
add a very good margin and turnover. Yeah.
this tooth point and grinding media, these all comes under your high alloy casting part, right?
Yes.
And sir, what are the metric ton we are setting up for these? What would be the number?
This capacity around 18,000 tons per year.
Okay, and we are expecting it to ramp up within how much time? Months?
Pardon, can you repeat again, please?
Like we have 18,000 metric ton, like right, for these high alloy. So are we expecting it to
Yeah.
operate at full utilization?
The full utilization will come in the financial year 28.
Okay,
28,
in
29. Because it's a high alloy casting, and you know very well to develop any, these are totally imposed substitute product. So it takes little time to come to 100% capacity. No company can come to 100% capacity on first year or second year.
Okay, understood. So like sir, you said that in FY27 we can do 160 crore revenue. So how much will it come from our current business and how much will be from the alloy or casting part?
See, as you've seen, my financial year 25, it was 80 crores. I'm expecting a financial year 160 crores. 80 crores will be coming from my this starting of my induction furnace, my rolling mill, and the tooth point. Altogether, give a contribution of 80 crores for the financial year 27.
Okay, and 80 crores from our current business, right?
Yes.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much. I will get back in the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Mrs. Swayam, do you have any further questions? The next question is from the line of Mr. Swayam from Pinpoint X Capital. Please proceed.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Sir, one more question I had is that whatever the capex we are doing, is it mainly from the IPO proceeds or like are we also taking debt?
Capex we need will be getting from our internal sources. Plus, we are going to get something from the bank. That's it.
Okay. So our interest cost will also rise, next year.
No. The interest cost will not be much. That's what I told you. I am going to use maximum my internal resources, my own company's reserves and surplus are there. And if needed further, I'll take something from my internal.
And sir, have you already negotiated with customer related to our new products so that we can sell them pretty fast going forward?
Yeah. Already, we are with our customers, and we are already telling our customer that we are coming up with this product. And I just tell you, in the month of December itself, in IMTEX, we are participating in IMTEX. It's a platform, once in 2 years, this platform comes in Bangalore or Delhi. You might have heard of BOMA and XCON. XCON is there in the first week of December in Bangalore, and we are participating and we are putting our own stall there. I invite all my investors, if they have a time, if they can come down to Bangalore and they can see what type of product we are going to launch next year. This is totally, will be a kind of a unique product. People are importing this product, which we are going to launch there only.
Okay, so this will be in Bangalore, right, sir?
Yeah, from 9th of December to 13th of December. All are invited. I'll just invite to my merchant banker, and they can just share all these things to you.
Sure, sir. I'll connect with your IR and get all the information. Thank you very much, sir. That's all from my side, and all the best for the future.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Jain from Hem Securities for the closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Swapnali. I thank the management team for giving their time and answering to all the questions in a detailed manner, and to all the participants for taking out the time to join this call. Thank you so much. Over to you, Swapnali.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Shri Hare Krishna Sponge Iron Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your line.